Yes, and we're back again doing this on the podcast waves.
Ooh. Were you rubbing your hand like Birdman?
Feels good. Yes, I was. You know what's wild? I didn't call this out in the previous episode, but how was your Black History Month? Because I'm not going to lie to you, it wasn't hitting the way it should be hitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The morale was not as loud as I expected it to be.
Did you
other feel years? Mm-hmm. Other years, it was definitely blackity black black. I'm black black black, but it was right. More like three blacks and an exponent of two more on top of it.
And the last one had a question mark, so it was like blackity black black. You know what I mean? Yeah, it felt
maybe
very black.
Maybe we just exhausted. Yeah.
No, I mean, there were some highlight black moments, like Rihanna busting out with the belly.
Black history.
Not black history. big black history is happening now. So yes, in essence, it is black history. So yes, Rihanna with the baby bump. We love that for her. What other moments happened? Damn, that's the only one I could think of, son. That's kind of sad. I mean, no, not Rihanna being pregnant, sad, but just, there's probably other things that happened, but honestly, just can't remember. But Black History Month did happen. So as long as we are all aware of that, there was some bullshit that happened.
What
too,
about the nominee for the cabinet board that Biden put up? I
forgot the... Oh, yes.
That definitely happened during Black History Month.
It happened, but she got elected, not nominated, sorry. She got nominated, but she's not on the actual, Supreme Court yet. She still has to go through.
I just saw the news, and, you know, my old brain farts are happening right now, but I know she was in Miami. She went to Palmetto, and she went to Harvard Law School. When they said that she couldn't, so that's monumental. Can you pull her name up? I want to give the shine for that. I mean that stood out for me. I mean it came on the tail end, but it
her
still
name is, and you know what? Like she has the blackest name ever, and I love it so much. Her name is Judge Kelanji Brown Jackson. If it's not the Brown, it's the Jackson for me. It's a back-to-back last names for me. But yes, Judge Kelanji Brown Jackson. She's the person that Biden has selected to replace one of the other old whites on the Supreme Court. So yeah, shout-outs to that
And
that
she's
queen.
One of the most nominated, decorated queens. And some of the counterparts that she has to encounter have never actually been a presiding judge for anything or have any experience or just been lackluster in their professional growth and career. And she, guess what? She's still getting heat for even just being nominated. I mean, she is the most qualified to get the job done because guess what? A black woman can.
Those other judges didn't even have TV shows. So that goes to show you.
You know what?
How lackluster.
I am muting you for the rest of March. So what?
Hashtag
you gonna say Steve happy... Harvey's gonna go for the cabinet now? Because he got a new show. All right. You know what?
Judge Steve Harvey. No, I can't even mock his voice. Let's just get into it. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome back to Sophisticated Ignorance, the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
I am Vixen J. That is Rovi. And yeah, another week of talking shit and taking receipts. CVS style. But yeah, so hope you guys had a great week.
The most respectable way.
Oh, absolutely respectful way. Hope you guys had a good week. Hope everyone's been doing well. Obviously, every week is a winding road. But we're glad that you guys are back to join us. And we really do appreciate it.
Have you ever played that word, Wordle?
Yes. I'm actively playing Wordle, actually. I love Wordle games.
Mm. Oh, do you? Because I think I beat your ass a couple of times. But
In what game?
In a lot of shit. How many games have we played where I whooped your ass? Words with Friends, Scramble. Like, how many other games do you want me to pull out?
Scramble or Scrabble?
Scramble.
There's no such word game called
Scramble. Yes, there is. Yes, there is a word game called Scramble. It's lined up with Word with Friends. It's just a scramble of letters, and you have to... Man, I know there is. And I'll screenshot it, and you can put it on the podcast. And
that's fine.
You're going to get shamed. Okay.
I know a game called Scrabble, but hey...
There is a game called Scrabble, and there's a Scramble with Friends, Word with Friends. There's a whole bunch of other words with Friends. There's a bunch of word games with Friends.
Ah, I see. Well.
So don't try to play me, all right?
All right. Fair enough.
But back to Wordle, I have not yet played it yet. My friend really wants me to play it. I just haven't.
You have to be good with words.
But I beat your ass many times, so if you're winning, I'm definitely going to breeze Wordle.
All right. We shall see. I'm not even going to talk about my Wordle game because some days is good, some days not so much. I'm not gonna sit here and gloat.
Every day is good for me.
Hashtag words mean things. and speaking of words, today's topic is a very serious one. Today we're going to be talking about our cell phones and our relationships with them. And how our relationships with our cell phones affect those around us, our loved ones, our friends, everyone. It's a serious topic because, as someone who has been blocked through a cellular device, I feel like this one really hits home. So, we're going to talk all about how the things that are attached to our hands affects our lives. Now... there's a lot of things out there that you guys may or may not know when it comes to cell phone or just cell etiquette. But we're going to just talk through all those things and just get it all out there because, once again, our cell phones are the things that we talk through are our access to the world. You know what I mean? We go with it everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But there are some do's and don'ts that people should be aware of, as well as just... common practices and behaviors. Oh, God. Why did I say common practices? I sound like I'm at work. Yuck. Don't like it.
wow.
They are quick to say best practices, and I hate that phrase so much. No profesh jargon on the show. Anyway, we're just going to talk about how y'all should be better when it comes to communication through your cellular device.
Mm-hmm.
That's the topic. Because some people are better than others, and I will readily admit that sometimes I'm not great.
All the time.
But there's a reason why. But we'll get to that later. Ooh, y'all like the suspense. Y'all like the slow reveal. Yes.
Simmer. Let's simmer just a little smidge. You may be overboiling to a certain point. Let's just simmer down just a tad, but go ahead. I'm here for it. Let's all go. Right.
Anyway, to begin. So apparently there is a protocol of text etiquette, right? So, Rove, on average, how much time do you say?
Don't ask me because I'm not even going to, don't even ask me that question because I had somebody in my car. Don't even listen. I'm going to read you because people get mad at me all the time. I'm just going to give you some context. I have 485 unread messages in my phone, 93,201 unread emails. I have about 110 Facebook notifications unread, 200 Instagram notifications not read. 12 Facebook messages and about 546 WhatsApps. So I am not the best person to ask. I did say in 2022 that I will change and evolve and start answering people as soon as I get messages. And I have been. My friends could be attested to that. I answer all my messages now. I return phone calls. I'm trying to be a better person. So I am the wrong person to ask this question to, whatever it is. So yes, I do have that. And then when I get in my car, I have my CarPlay on. And if I mistakenly swipe over, the person in the passenger seat goes, "You have 452 unread messages? Oh my God, why?" I'm in a lot of group chats, and sometimes I don't need to respond.
So my follow-up question to you is, do you like
anxiety? Wait, what was the original question? What was the original question? I think in a world of accessibility, I can give a different vantage point of the person who does not have to be in the now. And I have to work on that.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of workarounds to your situation. Like, I cannot have any, like, I don't like the red bubbles with numbers. That, I don't know what it is, but a red
bubble with a number. You want me to take a screenshot of my phone?
No, thank you. No, thank you. My blood pressure is already at a normal rate. I don't need to elevate. No, thanks.
And you know what's so funny? The whole perfectionist side of my whole Virgo aura goes against that. Weird, right?
It is.
For me, I need to have everything in order. Like, it has to be checked and dotted I's and crossed T's. And me, I'm just like, all right, whatever. Out of all things, I just be like, okay, that'll be fine. I'll get to it when I get to it.
All right. Well, you know, there's a mute button for those group chats.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
All right. Are we actively using the button or?
I use mute and blocks when I want to. And for me, I think it's a control thing. So it's a difference for me. I want to choose when I want to acknowledge something and when I don't. And that's not always the best time. And sometimes when I do open a message, like oftentimes when I used to be on the floor, I will open the message and then something happens and then I just have to put my phone in my pocket. And a lot of people would get mad. Oh, you left me on red. Like at the end of the shift, I usually just drive home, get gas, maybe get some food, shower, go to bed, and I forgot that I even opened the message or even respond until I'm back in bed at like midnight and I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh yeah, that was funny. So
you're mad late.
I know I am late, but I've always been like that. So I can't, that's even with the shows, the whole shows, I like to savor and taste the shows and take my time into it. For me, it's more of an intent thing. I want to be in a good space where I can respond back to you instead of like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fast, fast, fast. That's just me. And that's just my personality and my aura. So, but you could start with your original question. I just wanted to give you some context about where I stand with a text message and being accessible.
I was literally just going to ask you, how much times do you text a day? I wasn't even getting deep. I was like, how many times I write true confession? I have 5,000 unread texts. I don't answer. I don't look. So no, thank you. Just like, wow, son. Like, I wasn't even going there.
How many times I text a day? I think I text a lot a day. Some people would say I don't. Some of my friends would say I don't. But I think I do. I think, wow, I text a lot a day.
You spent 10 minutes telling on yourself, sis. Good job.
Like, okay, everybody, retract that. That never occurred. Those numbers are arbitrary. They're not real.
They're accurate to the digit. So, oh, baby. Oh, man, that is funny. I'm rolling. Anyway, moving on. So
yes, I don't text as much as you.
I don't text that much. My texting, I don't text as much as I usually. I prefer texting over like being on the phone sometimes for sure, but I don't text as much as I used to be honest. I need to work on better communication when it comes to that. I know that much. I just, my brain, I suffer through a level of like getting overwhelmed and the overwhelmness plus the overthinking equates to me not responding properly and blah, blah, blah. But I know that's something I need to work through because I'm probably overthinking where it's like, yo, if I don't text this person in a while, are they going to feel away, da, 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 all that jazz.
That happens a lot.
It does. So I need to work. I need to work on that more. So I get it. But yeah, there's a list that I found about text etiquette that we can agree or disagree with. So the first one, ironically, is do reply promptly. I think that's a 50-50. It depends on the person. Some people you may need to get back to sooner than others. Others people, we all know that one person that can wait for a response when it comes to a text. So I wouldn't say that's exactly etiquette, but you know. The next one is don't text during inappropriate moments. What is an inappropriate moment?
That's what I want to know, too.
Well, according to this article that I found, it says hardcore texters typing messages in movie theaters during plays, funerals, and religious services.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, don't do that. That's like an unspoken rule.
And we all have a friend who cannot sit through a meal without whipping out a quick text from the table. So I need to, well, not as extreme as funerals. That's wildin'. But I could admit that I do have times where I am texting when I should probably be paying attention and stuff like that. So I really, well, not even just texting, just being on my phone. So I need to, I've been working on being much more better at not letting my phone dictate, you know, how I'm communicating with people because I'm not the greatest at multitasking. So I really, you know, and my attention just goes all over the place. So I need to be better at just separating phone time from communication time in certain cases.
Hinting on that list with the inappropriate places, I definitely can attest to the movie theater one because trying to watch Spider-Man briefly during the Christmas break, there was this man on his phone. And you know, the movie theater, the ambiance is dark. The setting is dark. Low. The lights. He has his phone on full bright.
Right,
in solar the movie blast. Theater.
Just yes. A whole projector screen. Yes.
Texting away for at least 20 minutes. And that just Wowzer. Took my attention span off the movie. Couldn't even get to enjoy Tobey Maguire. And I'm like, sir, like, you came to watch one of the greatest movies at the end of 2021. Why are you Mood. On your phone?
Boo. Like, tomato. Boo.
So... Definitely inappropriate areas, but again, people feel as though they have access to like your lifeline there. You know, I don't know, maybe because of the era we grew up in that instant messaging was a thing and we didn't have our big ass computer attached to our hip. So they had to wait. Maybe we should have text messages with a wait. You know, I have an away message. I ain't gonna lie.
You do.
I was just about to say.
Do it. I've been hit with it. I've been hit with the away message. Like, oh, excuse me. Too busy. No problem.
It's fine. Wait, it used to be ruder. I had to tone it down.
Ruder?
Everybody's like,
how? How, Sway? How is it? How is something ruder
like,
than
it was like, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm being successful. Bloop.
Wow. Did you spell out bloop? Because I'm done if you did. If you didn't spell that bloop, I'm done with you.
And I just said about the away messages, but you can have away messages as well, too. I don't know. I try my best. Listen, everyone, I try my best. And that's all I of can course. Do every day.
And that's okay? all we expect from you. There it is. Do keep text short now. Obviously, this is Ooh. Circumstantial. Because I've been hit
with the paragraphs.
With a couple of chapter book texts. And I'm just like, first of all, the moment I see a big block of blue... I'm not reading that. No, thank you. I'm sorry.
Are you discriminating against green and blue, too?
No, not even. I'm just saying in general. If I see a large block of text and at the end of it you have to hit read more, I'm not doing that with you. This is not an article online. I'm not. Like,
but already it depends on the paragraph. Person.
No, in general. Really? Seeing a paragraph of text already gives me anxiety. I'm already triggered. No, thank you. I just can't do it. And it's not even a matter of like, as I said, I've experienced paragraph text in negative situations. Mm-hmm. So for me, so it's just like, yeah,
I can't. If you had a positive experience with a paragraph text, you would have had a different outlook.
Is there any positive circumstance where a paragraph is needed for a text?
Nope.
The answer is no. No.
See, there's somebody that is a paragraph enraged. Text if it's like drama filled and full of all kinds of messy tidbits, I'm all for it.
If it's messy, and it's a voice note. We all know this.
No. Sometimes I get the long ones. But I also discriminate against green bubbles as well, too. Don't send me no paragraph if you're a green bubble. You might as well just pick up the phone and call me. I know that sounds bad, but yes. I've been so conditioned. Yeah. I don't know if it's elitism. I'm just
big elitism.
It's I'm not conditioned.
Not you being an Apple girl.
Do you not see the watch? But I am conditioned to
carry on
to prioritize blue buttons as well too, and voice notes. I do like voice notes. I usually do them when I'm driving, but it always gives me WhatsApp vibes, and I hate WhatsApp. I hate WhatsApp. Mm. Every Caribbean family member have. Yes, they use WhatsApp, and I just can't. I can't do it. I just can't.
WhatsApp is the official communication of every island everywhere. And
that used to
overseas.
Be BBM.
Yes, it used to. But now you don't need a code. All you need is a cell number and vibes. And don't let it be forwarded many times because you know you're in trouble.
Yo, that really grinds my gears. But that's not, I'm not going to block it yet. But what's that?
Yes. I can't block my father, so I shan't. Moving on. Don't text sensitive news. I don't think anyone is doing that out here like that, or they shouldn't be.
Yes. Have you not seen all the stuff on TikTok and Twitter?
Because
the access is always misguided and just thrown out, because everybody thinks it's an open door policy to say whatever at any certain time.
Right. Between DMs and text messages and stuff like that, we've seen infamous screenshots from people who share those things. So, yeah, just don't. I mean, phone calls are the best way. But then, you know, some of us are not brave enough to say these things over the phone. So we need to shoot a text and get it out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? When someone tries to respond, then it's like, oop, blah, blah.
Exactly.
I said what
it's
I said.
It's easier to just send it. Yeah, it's easier to send a text message.
And that is poor communication.
To engage into an actual conversation with someone. And this poor is where the types of how someone receives information. Like today, I texted someone and he was like, well, you should be good. And I was like, okay, thank you for your support. And he immediately texts back, whatever, Reverne. And I was like, then, you know, we could exclamation, we could question, we could ha-ha and laugh at our messages now. So I put a question mark. I was like, what do you mean? I'm telling you thanks for your support. Oh, I thought it was sarcasm. I was like, you can read sarcasm through text and tone. And yes, sometimes, but not at that time. I said thank you for your support. Right? So that whole miscommunication of tones and words and all of that stuff, this is where it gets misconstrued, and that's why you have to have a phone conversation or a FaceTime or, you know, so you can clearly hear what the actual tone is. Because I was like, thanks for your fucking support. Did I just blank myself? Thanks for your support. It's
like, why are we censoring? There's no censor buttons here. What are you doing?
Wow, I don't know. I got into a little professional mode. Whatever. You get my gist.
But yes. But no, I mean, yeah, we have always, I mean, there's always a circumstance or scenario where we're misreading people's texts and then it turns into a whole argument or a different conversation in itself. And I, once again, I can't. I just can't. I at least want to make sure that if I'm messaging something, that people are understanding what I'm saying. And if not, then it usually turns into a phone call. You know you're in trouble when you're texting somebody something and then it's getting really heated and then FaceTime or phone call. And I was like, whoa, okay, now we got to talk. And that's when you know things are not good.
Yep.
But anyway, yes, do not text any sensitive news. According to this article, like a breakup or, you know, I'm divorcing you or I'm taking half. Don't send that through text, because get the lawyers involved at least. So don't shoot that text. That's rude. Other things are, don't reread your text before do reread your text before sending. Very important.
Never happens.
We never do. don't send too many attachments. Who's sending attachments through text? I don't know. I
do.
Oh, like on some email attachment or?
Mm-hmm. Like documents, some PDFs, but it's pertinent to the message. So.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Don't forget to double check the recipient. Woo-hoo! I think we've all gotten into some spicy trouble where we've sent the text to the wrong person. Especially the person that we don't want the text to be seen. That has caused a lot of phone calls and FaceTimes. Definitely.
Yes. You know what? I own up to it when I say it. They were like, huh? I'm like, wrong message.
Oh yeah, wrong person. Yeah. If it's like a ridiculous, like nonsense text, yeah, of course hit somebody with the sorry. But if it's on some like serious shit, how do you?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far. Like I've seen online that when a girl's not interested in a guy and they try to text their friend and be like, oh my God, he's so ugly, I don't want to talk to him, I don't know how to get out of this date. And they text the guy while they're on the date instead of the person that they're supposed to date, they're supposed to actually text. So the guy gets the message while on the date, and not only does she know that she's not interested in him, but she also thinks that he's super ugly and has no personality. So that kind of is shitty.
That's what we call double homicide. Welp. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, other things on this list. Don't text too early or late. Respectfully. Respect people's time boundaries. Time boundaries. Very important when it comes to cellular attitude. All boundaries, but definitely time boundaries is very important. And don't text and drive. You should know all that too well, Miss Trevor.
Oh, please. Oh, please. But the juiciest tidbits, the juiciest tidbits that I've seen day to day is when people who don't text you and they look at your stories, like if you post stories and then they respond to the stories and never respond back to your text messages. That's the iffy ones that I don't understand.
And this is what you dummies. It's either one, you don't care.
Ooh.
It's two options. It's either you tell somebody, yo, I'm going to bed, and then you blatantly just don't care about them and you go on your social media and start posting all your memes. Or you say, yo, I'm going to bed, forget that the person follows you, start posting all your memes and doing all the shit online, and then it's like, ah, shit, this person just looked at my story. So it's really one of the two. It's either you don't give a fuck or you're just dumb. So there's definitely
a balance. Give a fuck and you're dumb, should it matter? And I think, I'm just saying, it could be a combination of both. But people rely so heavily on that and they put so much weight on it that people get scared to even say, oh, I can't look at the story because I told this person that I'm going to bed. And you already restrict yourself from doing something that you might enjoy preying other people's stories, right? So why do we have to create that space where if I don't do this, I'm scared to look at their page, or they left me on read, what are they doing? I have to see what they up to. What in their life is going on so busy that they can't respond to my text message? Like, it gets to that kind of psychological warfare in your head. Like, I send a text message, they have me on read, and they out because they're enjoying their life. At the end of the day, that's what people on earth are supposed to be doing. And I respect that. I've gone to a place before. I used to get mad. I used to get mad at your ass, especially. You used to leave me on read all the time. This is why I blocked you, because I was like, I don't need that space where I need to feel as though I need to protect myself and voice for my opinion with my
friends. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the receipts, but go on.
So I've evolved from that state of mind and realized that, hey, life goes on with him as well too. Maybe he just opened the message and never actually read. Maybe he's doing something busy at the pertinent time. And I come with a forgiving heart, because it's like, before it was like, you got time to read my messages, but you posted everything you did from the time you left Fulton Street. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? So, and a lot of people think like that. No, seriously.
Yeah, of course. Or, yeah, no, they take it personally. Yeah.
People who think, yeah, they take things personally, or they think that people are subbing them with their stories, or if they had an argument or a disagreement, they'd be like, anything that, or usually when somebody has bad sex, and the guy would look on the girl's page to see if she said something funny or something malicious or shady. Like, it's like everyone is on edge and on their toes about what's going to happen next. And this is why I take my time when I respond to things, because I don't want to put myself in that kind of space where I always feel anxious about what somebody has to say. You know what I mean? But that's where we live today.
I mean, yes. I mean, unfortunately, we live in a world where subbing is real and subtext is real and subtweets and all these things. And the thing is, we communicate in a completely different way than back in the day, right? When all we had was a landline and vibes, where communication was just like very linear. Now we have multiple ways. And the sad part is that with all this access that we have to different people through our just one device or, you know, one thing, it's like, if you don't, and this is the scary part too, where it's like, all right, for example, let's say you're entertaining somebody in the sense of like romantically, whatever, and you no longer want to deal with them. So you politely and respectfully say, hey, you know, this is great, but no thanks. You know, unfortunately, prior to all that, you're more than likely connecting on multiple platforms. Or a Facebook, or a Twitter, or an Instagram, or this and that and this. And then now when you decide to step away from them, they still have access to you. So now they're destroying, they're ransacking your DMs, right? They're trying to, I've heard of the infamous, you know, Cash App dollar message situation when it comes to people trying to get access to you. So it turns into all these different forms of communication that you now have to curtail and block and deflect people in order to maintain peace, and it sucks, right? I think that's the downside to all of it, because it's like, we, you know, through all these different forms of communication, we have the right as users to communicate with people however we want, but when we no longer want to communicate with them, we should also have that respect to say, hey, do not reach out to me, right? But unfortunately, it's so easy to send a quick DM or ping this or do that. And, you know, we just really need to be more respectful of how we interact with people online, considering, one, we are not owed or obligated to, you know, be received or for people to receive us. And two, you know, just, as I said, boundaries. It all comes back to boundaries. End of day.
So. I just want to put out there, if you ever want to send me a Cash App message after I blocked you, I only respond to $50 or more.
Only $50 or more. So.
Okay. Moving on to the next topic.
Wowzer. All right. So if someone sends you a dollar, you're not responding. Obviously, you shouldn't. But either way.
A dollar.
You can't block a dollar.
You can't pay for a train station ride. You can't pay for parking with a dollar anymore. You can't do anything with a dollar. You can't even go to the Dollar Tree no more, because the Dollar Tree is $1.25. So what is that dollar going to do for me?
All I'm saying is you can't block a dollar.
I wouldn't block a dollar, but I'm not going to respond. So you're
going to take the dollar.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I respond to $50 or more. I'm not going to say no to a dollar. Sure. Give me the dollar. I'm fine with it.
But you ain't going to talk to me.
I'm not going to respond. Not at all.
Respect. Oh, man. But what about, real quick, what about when it comes to like family and friends and stuff like that, when it comes to...
Ooh.
That, because, you know, we've experienced ghosting when it comes to that. We've experienced ghosting, we experienced people just dropping off, and it's sad because you know, these days we don't know whether, like, I think when we initially, you know, especially when it comes to people that are close to us, if they don't respond to us or something like that, we're initially thinking, yo, what's wrong? Or we're thinking like, yo, did I do something wrong? But then it could be another case of like, oh shit, something could be happening with them. But we never really go to danger. We always go to like, yo, word, that's how you're gonna do me? And I think that's another kind of crazy part, because we really don't know what's going on the other side of this conversation or the other phone, you know? And I think that's another thing that we have to navigate. How do you navigate that? Like, let's say if, you know, there is somebody you haven't heard from in days and you responded to them and you keep sending them texts, they're not hitting you up or they're not replying to you back. Do you automatically think danger, or do you think, yo, like, what's good with me and you?
I go through ups and downs with that, because I also have been the other person on the other end that hasn't responded. And honestly, it's not only when I'm busy, but like I said, if I'm not in a space to respond, I usually wouldn't want to, because I'm kind of reserved myself, and I do keep to myself, and I enjoy my energy and my time alone. So that's sacred for me. So coming into my space in that bubble is huge. So when I respond or kick the breeze and text back and this, that, and all of that, it's good. But I am kind of, I hold a double standard to it, because when I want to communicate, I want you to communicate to me just as fast as I communicate it to you, which is unfair because I don't give that to others. And I am working on that with that conflict, because I do have friends who text like this. Right. And then I have certain friends who gauge how you text. They read the room. So if you text back a couple hours later, they'll text back a couple hours later. It's like a tit for tat type of seesaw cat and mouse game that they play, which I don't think it's fair either, you know. But again, everyone is different. Everyone's individualized in how they respond to anything, you know, how they receive things. Because they were like, oh, yo, I'm texting you every day and you respond like 3 hours later. I'm just not going to give a fuck no more, you know. Me, I'm learning. I'm trying to be better. Like I said, I hold that double standard as well, too, because you don't want to seem like you too thirsty. And that's always been like a ideology. Even when we were younger as kids, you don't want to seem like you're too thirsty for something or too eager
for attention
or into something. Right. You want to play coy a little bit. Like, all right, yo, can you read this? This is really cool right now. I want you to read my text messages. Oh, you don't care? Well, guess what? I don't care either. And that's what translates a lot. And so then it's just like, I'll text back when you text back. So I'm just going to read your energy and that's it. Or if you text back fast, I'm going to text back fast. If you text back slow, I'm going to text back slow.
It's just another example of validation station. You know what I mean? Like, it, like even how we communicate through just like one-on-one interactions, that also translates to social media too, where it's like, yo, if we put something out there, we put a post or something like that, we're expecting, you know, some type of response, or like, yo, we put out something funny.
Instant gratification.
We're expecting the laughing emojis and all that. So it's the same way we're texting, where it's like, yo, if I text something and I don't get that immediate response that I'm looking for, now I feel less than and my value is not as high. So now I feel away and now I'm feeling, you know, I'm going in circles and all that. So I mean, really all that to say is just like, you know, we really just have to be mindful of how we see ourselves being affected by these types of communications, because it's not the average type of communication. Like the most genuine form of communication is word of mouth, like talking to someone like on a phone or whatever the case would be. But, you know, we really have to be mindful of how we interact or how we react to these other forms of communication that sometimes just aren't as, you know, not as serious. Like for me, you know, when it comes to people messaging me or whatever, it's like I might not get back to you in a moment, but I'll get back to you. You know what I mean?
You never got back to me.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Wow. So we're just going to lie on this here platform. We're just going to
create. You've been leaving me on red for days.
We're going to create stories.
Days. This is my truth.
But I get back to you.
This is why, this is a prime example of when somebody feels underappreciated, they return the underappreciation.
Bloop. Per hand emoji. There's that.
Don't you bite everything. I'm gonna call you biter. Just snippity snip. Chihuahua.
I don't like that. Don't call me that. I don't like that.
But yeah, you take days to respond. That's why I used to get listen, that's why I said I evolved. I used to get so mad at you.
I know, I was bad.
I would text you on a Thursday and you would respond Sunday morning. Hey, Rove. I'm like, motherfucker. People respond to emails within 48 hours. You can respond to a text. But then again, I do the same shit. So, again, it's a whole double standard that I am learning as I grow.
We both need to do better, and that's the answer.
Yeah, we do. I think everybody needs to do better because at the end of the day, you want to feel as though what you are trying to convey and communicate to someone that they can actually feel the same way. You know what I mean?
Right. And but at the same time, it's a catch-22 sometimes because it's like, yo, you don't want to censor yourself, right? Because you don't know what's happening. Once again, we just talked about you don't know what's happening on the other end. So it's like, yo, if you didn't get back to me, da-da-da, that person could be going through an emergency. They could just have a lot of shit on their plate. Like, they just don't have the energy or time to truly get back to you, even though mentally they'd be like, yo, I really got to get back to this person. But right now, I'm just bunch of fires around me. And you know, a similar situation happened to me where, you know, I was reaching out to a friend. They had a lot going on. And initially, it was just like, yo, you can't even just, like, send a text back. But then I had to realize, wait, this is not about me. They have stuff going on. Let me just be patient. And they got back to me eventually. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I understand that, you know, as I said, you just have so much in your mental right now. I'm not the top priority. But as long as you get back to me at some point in time, that's okay. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's case by case. But you just never know. So we just have to be kind. We just have to be a little bit more, give people some grace. In certain circumstances, now, if you're in the middle of a heated argument and somebody doesn't get back to you, now you got to knock on their door. Because you ain't going to leave me on red when you about to break up with me. Like, that's not what's not going to happen. For example.
Ooh, so, yeah. Sounds personal. Has that happened before?
No. I'm not saying that is a personal account. I'm just saying that's something that may happen to others. Certainly has not happened to me. But yes, I have been hit with paragraphs. I've been hit with immediate calls after a text. It's just, I don't like that. It's just too much. So the moral of the story is just we all have to be better when it comes to communicating in this day and age. It gets messy, son. It gets big messy.
For sure. And, you know, we didn't even touch about the whole subbing. We did a little bit, but with the whole nuances of TikToks and Facebook and IG stories and tagging people and not tagging people, that's a whole nother scenario that goes into being accessible for people and really weighing in on friendships, because sometimes you'll talk to someone and think that you're really close to them and they don't tag you. And that's tagging people on stories are a big thing now. So, you know, there was a time I had a friend called Vixen and he never used to tag me on stuff and I had to call him out on it. So you had to be clear and transparent about that scenario. And then now me and him are in a better place now because I told him how I felt.
I was about to ask like how are y'all now, right? Now that y'all had the conversation. Cool. Okay.
We didn't have a conversation. It was more like a you better do this or I'm gonna thump you up in the parking lot kind of thing. So we are in a good space now. One thing that I don't really get is those persons or those colleagues that are the first people to watch your like IG stories, but don't say shit to you in your face. That's the accessibility that I don't get.
Well, first and foremost, I have people follow, like my colleagues or coworkers, they follow me on social media, but I try to keep that those communications to a very bare minimum. A reaction emoji here and there, but I'm no, thank you. I'm not, no. We talk enough at work. I try to keep my work and my social media life very separate. So yeah, no, thank you on that front for me. But for those of you who communicate with your coworkers on some We Family, have fun with that. Not just in my wheelhouse. Not gonna be something that I partake in.
I hear you, Vixen.
Just saying. Anyway, well, that was a fun conversation. I feel like we got some stuff off our chest, right?
Yeah. I'm glad we are in a better space.
Yes, indeed. We don't leave each other on red as often. So, progress.
I just want to end on a high note, so don't bring that left on red.
Oh, no. We're going to end on a high note because we have another quick snippet of the Queen of the Block list. That's a high note. There's going to be a higher note later, but doesn't matter.
Okay.
Who you got on the list this week? Huh? Queen of the Block.
So, my Queen of the Block list. this week... it's online dating for me.
Yikes.
It's really the online dating for me. And as you know, that I am on every dating platform that is known to men. I recently deleted the Hinge, the Bumble, the Facebook, the OkCupid, the Plenty of Fish, the Elite. Singles, Black is just trash. I don't even know what Black is. Actually, I've never joined okay. Farmers Only.
Who?
That's trash. Farmers Only.
Farmers Only? Is it?
Yeah, I've never joined that one.
It's a dating app of farmers?
Farmers Only, yeah. Like
as in people from the Midwest?
I don't know if there's only farmers in the Midwest, but they're just farmers. People who like to farm, garden, cow,
there's a dating app for farmers,
that kind of stuff. Yes, there is. There's a dating app for everyone,
right? But you don't live by a farm. I'm just trying to wrap my brain.
All
right,
you are going off the tangent of my block list.
Okay? All right, yep, you got it.
Okay, so I am officially blocking dating apps. I don't know about how many single women over 30 feel, but I think they feel exactly the same way. We either get a match and it never develops into something, or we do match and we talk and it dissolves. Talk on the phone, get ghosted, find out that they're really crazy, asking to be called kings and all this nonsense. Yikes. And say what's a woman's place. Finding out that some men follow Kevin Samuels, saying that his ideology is really up there with an ideal relationship. And, you know, it's like, is this what it is out there? And sometimes I have to take a step back and say, if all the crazy men are online dating, does that make me a crazy woman dating online? And I don't think I am. I don't think I'm crazy at all. Like, I might be dramatic, might be a little rude.
Who is it?
There's a lot of things, but I don't think, like, sometimes I think there are legit processing mental issues with a lot of men. And I was recently talking to a friend of mine, and she was talking about taking her son to therapy at a young age. And I had to point out and say, hey, what you're doing is a great thing, because 30 years from now, his wife would thank you for it, because there are a lot of men right now in their 40s and their 50s who have not been able to get whatever trauma that they needed to get out during their childhood, and they have not crossed that threshold into adulthood, or they have not passed that psychosocial stage at that time when they were a child to make sure that they can be a functioning adult. But with that being said, I had a very disturbing which made me want to block all online dating. And I just wanted to share that because, you know, and just to put it out there, I'm not against anyone who may be incarcerated or going through anything personal, but these are the type of men that I encounter on dating apps. And I've seen the TikTok reels where they show off the people who don't look as great, and sometimes the guy who don't sound as good on Hinge or might be a little corny or a simp or anything like that. But this one just really broke it down for me. So this guy shall be named Nameless. We'll call him Nameless. Nameless L. And his profile, he's 33 years old. And he was in one of my, you know, liked folders. So this is his, I'm going to read his profile. I'm currently locked up. First sentence.
Hashtag Akon. Yes.
And I have been locked up for 14 years. Currently, are you whistling? Let me finish the profile.
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
I have been locked up for 14 years. Currently at a work release center. I have 5 months left. Where I'm located, you can pull up and walk around the back. And I let you in. No police, no cameras. These are all in caps. One just civilian staff. Hold on. Let me finish. Gosh. One civilian staff member who walks around one every 2 hours at night. So, !! All caps. Trying to find a thrill, T-H-R-E-A-L, seeker, who will be my who will be my first in N a long time, !! Bring a couple condoms, condums, all caps, and something to sit on, and let me pump this 14 years of frustration, !! But I'm really looking for a wife to have my firstborn. End of description.
So
now, when I saw that profile, I had to question what I actually wanted out of dating apps. And my immediate response was, this is not it.
Which part in particular? The 14 years or the condoms or the trails? I think it was saying like trill. Like trill, I think is like, it's a thrill, but like three times the thrill. So it's trell. I think that's, I don't think you understood the jail lingo. So it's three times the thrill, trell.
Honestly, and this may be something that I just have in me. I didn't mind him being incarcerated. I did not mind the typos. I didn't even mind the back door, him trying to swindle things, because people live at home with their moms and they get people going through the back door all the time.
But see, that's a prison.
But I didn't understand. Hold on. Okay, I'm still not being, I know he's incarcerated. I'm just telling you what I would have settled for, and that's a big issue on my end. Right?
All right.
I didn't mind any of that. What killed me was the 14 years of pump frustration. Why would he think that is a front runner in all caps? Everything else was like, you know, good usage of the captions, but this one was all caps, 14 pumps of frustration in all caps as a selling point on a dating app. The condoms didn't throw me off. People can't spell. What can I do? Blame the
hashtag safe sex. At least you're promoting safe sex
system.
So
yes.
That's a check.
But it sounds like he wants to annihilate me with 14 years of pent-up frustration, and I can't have that. No matter how low I want to put my standards, no matter how low I want to settle, no matter how fine he is, because I know we all have that 80-20 where we settle. I said, this can't be it for me.
Was this he cannot. Fine, though?
No.
He wasn't fine.
No.
And follow-up question. How many years of frustration will you allow? If 14's too much. Are we saying 2, 3, 4? Just tell me when to stop.
That's not a question that I even wanted to ponder. I would rather no frustration years because I feel as though...
I guess.
It'll be more of a day of reckoning for me. And it's not something that I would enjoy. You know what I mean? Because correct. That does not sound kosher. But yeah, because of that, I am blocking online dating. I don't know about anybody else's experience. I've had a couple of successful relationships. I wouldn't say it was successful. I had a couple of success on it that led to relationships, but we're not together. But nowadays, like, everybody's on, especially during the pandemic, and there is no screening process for anyone. And you just never know what you get. I've been there with guys who, and you know, I started picking up little traits. Guys who wear hats all the time, they're completely bald. Guys who wear sunglasses in their pictures, something's wrong with their eye. Like there's little things. People who take group pictures together and never alone, they're clearly with somebody else. Like there's so many things that you get to pick up while you're actually online dating that the screen, you have to develop your own screening process, and it's too much for me. And before I was like, oh, it's pretty cool to meet someone online, but I'm at a point where singleness is not looking so scary,
right? And you know, sadly, like,
I'm blocking it. Yeah. I'm blocking online dating. I don't know if you ever experienced it, but I'm blocking it for
me. No, I've experienced online dating in the past. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a hellscape depending on where you're at. But just sadly enough, I wanted to bring up that unfortunately the young lady who was killed, who was found dead, her name is Lauren Smith Fields. She was found dead after going on a Hinge date with this guy. And the whole story just really fucked up how the cops were just completely unresponsive to helping the family find out who did it. And even with the guy who was much older than her being a prime suspect, he wasn't even like furtherly investigated into. So, I mean, you know, really just thoughts to her and her family and all those things. But ultimately, yes, online dating is just, it's ghetto, it's scary, and you really have to have tough skin to navigate it, because if not, you're going to be bombarded with a whole bunch of WIDs. And sometimes they're worse than IUDs. Did I say that right?
I'm blocking you.
No, the bombs are called IUD. They're not.
It was so bad. That was so bad.
I ruined. Okay.
We're going from frustration to IUDs. That's the block list. There it is.
Definitely not IUDs. All right. Oh, no, I was right. It is IUDs. Okay.
It is, sorry, but it did not flow well. It was. It did not flow well. We were talking about pumps, dating, all of this jazz, and you go straight into IUDs.
Took a turn.
Wasn't the best. Yep. I'm just trying to help you out.
Thank you so much. I had to save myself because... talked myself into a hole. Anyway.
It's okay.
Well, thank you for that block. I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel the same way. So.
Yeah, but listen, because I blocked it doesn't mean you have to. Whoever needs love, you know, don't give up on that. Me, I'm done.
And that's a big mood for some people. So, hey, it's speaking gospel. All right. Well, hey, I think we should end it there. I mean, it's not the brightest note, but hey, I mean, yeah. Why not?
Just make sure, you know, you create a safe space for yourself, whether it's through text, through online dating, through any type of means for you, and you have an outlet for yourself, because at the end of the day, you matter to you most.
Word. Big, big Max. Word. All right. And on that note, that is another
episode. I just put water all over my AirPods. Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Case. It's fine. You know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's not the end of the world. I would have over-dramatized this, but it's not the end of the world. Life goes on. And I can get a new iPod case.
All right. Well, yeah, so that is it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you all tuning in. You could catch us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also catch us on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram for the podcast. Also catch me and Rovi on our respective social media platforms. I am going to do my best to post more and show more face. I know I've been kind of hidden behind the scenes, but...
Yeah, let's see your face.
To show some face more, so I definitely will make sure to do that. And
give face. If you,
yes, give face, show face, be face. I don't know what any of those words meant, but it doesn't matter. Moving on swiftly. if you guys have any questions for us, all right. Lots going on. This is why we had to wrap up. If you guys have any questions for us, or you want to be a guest on the show, please. Send your emails to sophigpodcast@gmail.com and we will definitely respond in a prompt manner. See what I did there? Because we're just talking about responding properly. Yes, we'll definitely respond properly.
That was a good one.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you so much. yeah, and that's it. We will make sure to not leave our audience on red and you know, have more episodes coming at y'all. So... definitely stay tuned, and we appreciate y'all's support, son. Later, y'all.
Say goodbye, Rovi.
Bye, Rovi.